I received this little New Testament in 1950. I was 8 years old. I received it at school. I attended school in Montreal, California, Canada, Montreal, Canada, where the New Testament was taught in a public school. We learned all about the New Testament as a work of literature. And I would like to read from this book that I've had all those 72 years. On the next day, much people that were come to the feast when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried, "Hosanna! Blessed is the King of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord." And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, the King cometh, sitting on an ass's colt." These things understood not his disciples at the first, but when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him.
You just wanted to say ass in church, didn't you? Misunderstandings, they happen all the time. And it's amazing, even when we think we're speaking the same language, how they can happen. Amen? I will never forget the time I had a young Kiwi with me, a young woman from New Zealand. And we were visiting, it was a spring break, kind of like people are experiencing now. It was spring break, so from Illinois, we went to Atlanta to see one of my really good friends, Sissy Lang. And she was taking us through something, and we were, you know, in a buffet, and then the line. And then the woman asked me, you know, "Do you want this, or do you want that, or do you..." And the Kiwi next to me said, "What did she say?" And I said, "I have no idea." So even accents, right, and dialects, and I know some of us go back and forth and visit the British Isles and England, and that we learn that we speak American and not English, don't we? And so that is what's happening right now. There is a festival going on in Jerusalem. It is Passover. So people are coming from all over the Jewish realm, all over, up, north, south, east, west. They're there for a big, big party. They're there to be there with friends. And so in the midst of it is kind of a ragtag crowd that says, you know what? This might be the time that we let the rest of the reign, kingdom, empire know that we exist. This might be time to show the Jesus movement has something to say. So let's do a direct action. Our direct action is to wave some palms. Everyone got some palms? Our direct action is to wave palms, because the only human who got the waving of the palms is, remember, the person that's on the coin with Rome, the Caesar, the king. And so now this ragtag crowd that's off, they're kind of the alternative party of the party, right? They're, remember when South by Southwest was cool and it was a music? Okay, not the right audience, never mind. Okay. Okay, so this is the alternative concert, and they're getting Not only do they have the palms, thank you for participating, but now they're getting on a colt or a donkey or, as Flo said, an ass, and they're going to ride because, again, the only one who does that kind of thing is royalty or God or king or Caesar. And so now he is a king, and then they have cloaks even. Did you hear that? And then we're going to lay the cloaks. Well, the only ones who have cloaks, again, are royalty. Cloaks take a lot of material. Cloaks take a lot of dye. The only ones that can afford cloaks are rich people. And so now they're doing that. So this is a direct sign to say, we're taking you on, Rome. It really adds attention to it, doesn't it? And then also, when we were doing our Bible study this week, the question came up, I do this Bible study 3 times a week, and it came up every time. Did Jesus know he was going to die by this action? Yes. Did Jesus know he was going to die by this action? Yes. Because the moment he got on that donkey, he was an insurrectionist. He was saying, I do not serve you, O Caesar. So I had to play my game this week, you know, on Facebook. And I had to ask the common people. I kid. That's right. What did I ask? What does Palm Sunday mean to you, right? Wasn't that the question? Okay. What does Palm Sunday mean to you? There's 18 responses, and they cannot be more different from one another. Are we ready to play?
Yes.
One says, misunderstandings and misinterpretations, if right church, wrong pew were a story. from a clergy, it's the day after Saturday. Okay, that's one of my clergy smart-ass friends. Okay. Flo, my name's Day is Greek Orthodox tradition. Yes. The flower, right? Yep. As a musician, she says, as a musician, a very busy day. We have all the usual plus 2 rehearsals, one for Easter next week, one for Palm Sunday night, then a performance and celebration at 7:30. Okay, she's clearly working, right? A friend from Illinois at Knox College. Family memories from very young was always a special one for me, more than Easter in many ways. I always kept the palms as long as I could. Me too, right? Any of you keep the palms, right? And then we use them the next year for Ash Wednesday, in case you didn't know that. I kept those as long as I could when I was a believer. In some ways, good Palm Sunday messages touched me more deeply. Sometimes the less happy are deeper. I'm agnostic these days, but the concepts in many of these messages are ones I still find meaningful. From another clergy, time to sing hosannas to the man Jesus. That's why we learned about the simple man today. Amen? Amen. Stay with me, team. Stay with me. I'm trying to keep this fun and lively till it's not. Okay. And then Roger Barr, another clergy, let the children come. Another professional musician in church, racing around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to find palms because I forgot to order them early. Whoops, that's a church guy. Anticipation. To another clergy, he says, to me, it means that there were brief episodes in Jesus' life when people responded to him and gave him the gift of affirmation and even, we could say, kindness. It's a moving experience in his life. Amen. Another says, Jesus brought the kingdom of God movement to Jerusalem for Passover. Things went sideways fast. Another, Jesus's processional was an act of political protest. I can get behind that from a personal level. It's the reminder that we're all pretty good about saying we follow a person or cause, but Holy Thursday reminds us we are fickle and give ourselves and others grace so anyway. Hosanna, folding palms and fawns into crosses, a week of waiting. And then, and this is what makes it real, just a day off before work. You see, not everybody's in our movement, right? So while we are choosing to be in this movement of this person, which so many have so many opinions about, there are others that are moving along and just doing life. And when you are in Jerusalem, you see that intensely. Usually when you're going on a tour there, when you're with a religious group, especially a Christian group, you do the Via Dolorosa. You do his last week and remember the state, you remember the stations and you remember the spots. And I remember doing it one time with my group, and we're getting really intense and we're getting really sad, and there's amazing art that we're looking at, and there's a part where Jesus comforts Mary. There's a statue, and I remember we were like weeping and getting it. And then you hear Muslim children going down the street in their Catholic uniforms going, la, 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 you know, because they're just going home from school doing their lives. So we have to remember, while we are getting ready to enter this holy, holy time, this time where we are going to get sad, we're going to get fickle, we may even look dazed and confused because we're going, wait a minute, what's going on? Who is Jesus? Why am I doing this? We then say to ourselves, who is Jesus? And why am I doing this? We're doing this because we understand that this Jesus who had the courage to get on a donkey, who knew this is going to be my act of insurrection, and I know that the empire is watching, but I also know that I'm going to be the one that people will also be watching 2,000 years later and will learn from me. And not only was it 2,000 years later, but it was those who partook in the Underground Railroad in the 1830s because they believed that nobody should be in slavery. So they went against the laws of the land and they hid human beings, vulnerable human beings, at risk of their own lives to be able to get them to freedom. And those folks, most of them were religious and they were called fanatics because of their beliefs. But they didn't care. They did it and they risked it. Jesus of Palm Sunday is also the one who sponsors and who challenges and who inspires the Bonhoeffer movement during World War II, where many were in Germany, were going forth and going, okay, Hitler, okay. And Bonhoeffer was saying no, and we as Christians must say no, and began the confessing movement in Germany. It's that same Jesus who rode on the donkey that inspired activists in the 1960s when it was a world of segregation to say, no, we must integrate. And it's the same clergy who, when abortion was illegal in the country, hid people. We had an underground network in which nuns and priests and ministers ran. They did it because they believed in the Jesus of Palm Sunday. Believing in the Jesus is Palm Sunday is risky, but it's worth it. Amen? Amen? It is the same Jesus that inspires us to be this corner that welcomes all people. It doesn't matter your orientation, your identity, who you love, who you might not want to like today. No, just kidding. You can be moody, but you can be queer. You can be boring. You can be anything. We don't care. We are the Jesus of Palm Sunday, and it says all are beloved, no matter who you are, how you look. You're loved. So, it's going to be a long, hard week. People are going to misunderstand you, but that's what we do as humans. But what we do is remember. We remember that the Jesus who got on the donkey so many years ago is the Jesus that will take us to Easter. So we've got Thursday, we got Friday, but then Sunday's coming. Amen? Amen. Amen.